Green Party presidential candidate David Cobb today expressed his satisfaction with a ruling by a federal judge denying one county in Delaware's attempt to stop the recount of presidential ballots in that county. This comes as a large rally was held over the weekend in Columbus to protest voting irregularities. Amy Merwin reports.
As the U.S. media covers election fraud in the Ukraine, many people are looking closer to home in Ohio, where Green and Democratic Party volunteers trained this past weekend to observe the vote recount. Ohio Republican Secretary of State Kenneth J. Blackwell certifies the vote later this week. People organized a Saturday rally in Ohio's state capital, Columbus.
My name is Marianne Colstadt. I'm a volunteer for CASE.
What does CASE stand for?
Citizens Alliance for Secured Elections.
What is the main message of the rally?
Recount all 88 counties so every vote is counted.
One of the rally's keynote speakers was BBC investigative journalist Greg Palast.
We have nearly 250,000 votes in Ohio not counted, overwhelmingly from black precincts. We have everything from massive challenges to black voters, 11-hour waits to the college campuses, boiled ballots, provisional back-of-the-bus baloney ballots.
What about the media blackout in Ohio?
They went through it in Florida. They don't want to hear it now. Europe, we're covering it. The year 2007, you're going to be reading about 2 million ballots nationwide, not counted, over half of them cast by black folks. That's the numbers of ballots cast, not counted, by the 3,000 counties of America. We can try to get the media to take note, but for the most part, we're going to have to get the word out ourselves.
One of the organizers in Ohio for CASE, attorney Susan Truitt and Cliff Arnbeck, an attorney from the Alliance for Democracy, are going to be filing a lawsuit in the Ohio Supreme Court.
It's called a contest to the election, and it will literally dissect the underlying documentation for the vote tally in Ohio. It will look at the machine audit slip or all of the seven of those counties having electronic voting machines that have no paper trails. It will look at tabulation machines used in every single county in Ohio. Most of those machines are ES&S, and a few of the machines are Diebold tabulators.
Who are the plaintiffs in your case?
We have over 25 individual voters who were worried that their vote was not counted as cast. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson's organization, the Rainbow Push Coalition, and CASE Ohio.
Who are the defendants?
It's Kenneth Blackwell and other election officials.
What is the goal of contesting the election lawsuit?
We want to make sure that if there is fraud in this election, that it is exposed. And that's the intent of our contest of the election.
This is Amy Merwin for Free Speech Radio News.